Hey there, I'm Lily Mae, and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, head over to visibilityforme.com. That's visibilityforme.com, and check out the opportunities we've created to help you grow your business as an entrepreneur, including speaking opportunities, grants, etc. And you can also connect with me on Instagram at I am Lily Mae. So today I want to challenge you to find the magic in the next 30 days, okay? My friend Erica Ashley, she's a pageant queen. She came up with this great idea for me and her to find the magic in every day for 30 days, okay? And so the beauty of doing this is that it really keeps you in a heart posture of gratitude, awe, and wonder, and you begin to appreciate the small wins in life, right? Because sometimes we're always just looking for like a grand gesture, a grand experience, a grand change, a grand shift in a particular situation or circumstance. And being that we're focused on the grandeur, like we're expecting something to be grand and something to shift in this huge way, I think sometimes it makes us miss the small diamonds in each day, the small gems, the little moments of magic in each day. And so I love that she proposed this challenge to us. Now, before I continue, I want to also encourage you, as you begin to look for the magic in each day, to also check out the Magic Mind Health Shot, okay? The beauty of this health shot is you can take it in the morning with your coffee, and it's filled with goodies for the body like vitamin C, echinacea, ashwagandha. And so it really helps you to de-stress. It reduces your anxiety. It increases your clarity and your focus. And I think if you start to nurture yourself from the inside out, it will keep you in a better frame of mind, an elevated mindset, elevated mental health, elevated mood, so that you can be in a place to be open to the magic in every day. So head over to magicmind.com to check out this health shot. It's like a 2-ounce health shot full of goodies for the body, helpful to the immunity, etc. Vegan, friendly, gluten-free, all the things. So definitely check that out. But as me and her have committed to this challenge of finding the magic in every day for the next 30 days, at the end of the day, I'll text her or she'll text me and say, hey, what was the magic that happened today? Or we might just text magic question mark. And then when someone texts you that, it encourages you to really think about the day that you've had and to find some form of magic in that day. And so I just absolutely love this challenge. And I know that as I'm recording this, which is December 2023, this is a month that can be very challenging for people. It can feel, you know, uncertain. It could feel discouraging if you had a rough year or if you didn't achieve certain goals. You know, all of the things, you know, you can feel a myriad of emotions in the month of December, seasonal depression, etc. And so when you challenge yourself to find the magic in each day for 30 days, and if you don't have a person that can participate with you and hold you accountable, or you hold each other accountable, you can literally journal this and make sure that every day you journal something that was a little bit of magic. Now, the definition of magic is like something that's blissful or delightful, okay? So that's what you're looking for, something that's blissful or delightful in any measure, in any, you know, realm of your day. And so I'll give you some examples of some of the things that I shared with her that I consider to be magic moments. So one thing, my sister, she's a hairstylist and she's extremely busy. And then one day here recently, she said, hey, would you like me to do your hair? And I was like, oh, okay. Because I know she's so, so very busy. And for me, you know, she did my hair, turned out absolutely beautiful. And I counted that as a magic moment because I really, really desired for my hair to be done. And I wasn't sure, you know, what I was going to get done to it. And it had been on my mind for a while, actually, but I hadn't made an appointment with any hairstylist or et cetera. And then she just offered that. And so it was like a free service, a free treat. And I considered that to be a magic moment. Then I had a call from somebody that I was very much looking forward to talking to. We talked for hours and I considered that to be a magic moment. Then a friend and I decided to go to a comedy show to see a legendary comic. We went, we had a great time, and I considered that to be a magic moment, something that was blissful and delightful. So I'm sharing these examples so that you can prime yourself to find the magic in each day. You could have a moment of laughter with an old friend, a blissful moment with a family member, a great dinner, a great brunch. You know, there's any type of moment that brings you some joy, some delight, some bliss could be your magic moment for the day. And so that is my challenge to you, is to really make an effort to find the magic in the next 30 days. And by doing this exercise, it reminds you that life doesn't have to be perfect to be magical. We all have this very ideal perspective of how we would like for life to be for us to achieve this optimal level of happiness, peace, and joy, right? We all have like a set of things in our minds that if this happened and that happened, I would be so happy, life would be so perfect. But the truth is that life is an evolution. Life is a journey. So there'll always be something that we desire. There'll always be something that we're hoping will change or shift because we're on a journey. And in order for us to enjoy the journey and not get so hung up in the destination or hung up in these grand gestures and experiences that we're expecting out of life, by being present and finding the magic moment in today, it allows you to just appreciate the journey. It allows you to slow down a little bit and find that moment in the day that was a blessing, right? And so for her, my friend, you know, when I asked her, like, what was your magic moment? She was like, oh, my grandfather sent me a gift. You know, like, there were moments like that, that, you know, many of us may kind of overlook or may not find to be magical. But when you challenge yourself to find a magic moment, you begin to see that there's a lot more good in the world, in your world, than there is bad. There's a lot more positivity and potential for great things. When you look for the great things, you realize, wow, there's a lot that I've been taking for granted. There's a lot I may not have been appreciative of. And yeah, it may not be a perfect season. I may not be having the easiest season. I may not know what's next. But if I can find my magic moment today, let that magic moment be a reminder of what tomorrow could bring. Another moment of magic, another unexpected surprise, right? So I hope this helps you shift your mind in this season to look for the magic, to be in a place of gratitude, awe, and wonder, and to really be open to what God has in store for you, no matter what size the blessing is or what size the gift is or what size that magic moment is. You become more appreciative of every bit of joy that comes your way. So feel free to message me on Instagram and share with me your magic moments. If you need an accountability person, you can DM me every day and say, hey, Lily, this was my magic moment today. I would love to see that. I would definitely respond. So if you don't have that magic accountability partner, it can be me on Instagram at I am Lily May. Okay. Just some quick announcements. We do have a Charlotte brunch coming up in March. So if you are in North Carolina or South Carolina and would like to join us for brunch, it's going to be a business influencers brunch. You can visit brunchincharlotte.eventbrite.com for tickets. We also have another Atlanta conference coming up in August, Saturday, August 10th in 2024. If you're interested in tickets or being a speaker or anything like that, you can visit visibilityforme.com. And if you're nowhere near Georgia or North Carolina, but you still want to speak through the Glambitious platform, you can visit my website and check out the Facebook summit that's coming up in January. We are accepting speakers for that summit, and that's a virtual experience on Facebook, and you can promote your business, share value, etc. Just head over again to visibilityforme.com. All right, cheers to more magical moments.